In this bulletin, the federal government pledges $2 million for a coronavirus vaccine. Coles admits underpaying staff. And the Tokyo Marathon has been cancelled for non-professional runners. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. The federal government is pledging $2 million to aid Australian research developing a vaccine for coronavirus. Prime Minister Scott Morrison announced the cash pool for grants at the Doherty Institute in Melbourne. Researchers from across the country will be eligible to apply for money from the Medical Research Future Fund with the aim of developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Mr. Morrison says the research will have an impact beyond Australia.
There are many research projects that are going on around the world to do this very task, and Australia is going to play its part in that process. Already here at Doherty, there is much work going on in this area, and we continue to support that work. And we want to get as many of the brightest and smartest minds in Australia working on this task. This is a task that's not only important for Australia, it's very important more broadly for our region as well, which is very exposed and very vulnerable at this time.
The more than 200 Australians that were quarantined on Christmas Island say they're happy to be back home. They were on the island for 2 weeks while they waited to be cleared of COVID-19 after being evacuated from the Chinese province of Hubei. Some of the evacuees landed in Sydney, while others were bound for Canberra, Adelaide, Melbourne, Perth and Brisbane. Speaking to SBS News, one evacuee expressed how grateful she was.
Everybody treated us very nice. When we first arrived in Ireland, they said, "Welcome home." One word, you know, make your heart very warm.
36 Australians who were part of the second wave of evacuations from Wuhan remain on the island. Supermarket retailer Coles admits its team members were underpaid close to $20 million over the past 6 years. Coles identified underpayments taking place across the liquor and supermarket business, primarily impacting store managers. The pay discrepancies are a result of differences between remuneration and the General Retail Industry Award. A public hearing focusing on the healthcare system is underway as part of the Disability Royal Commission. The inquiry will focus on the treatment and obstacles faced by people with autism, intellectual disabilities and acquired brain injuries within the healthcare system. Speaking at the commencement of the hearing, Commission Chair Ronald Sackville says it will reveal troubling evidence.
As we shall hear in evidence, the consequences of neglect or abuse by or within the health system for people with cognitive disability are as disturbing as they are profound. They should shock the conscience of all Australians.
Close to 48 flights have been cancelled as Jetstar aims to minimise disruptions from planned industrial action tomorrow. More than 250 ground staff and baggage handlers will strike for 24 hours. The Transport Workers Union is calling for a guaranteed 12-hour break between shifts, annual wage rises of 4%, and a guaranteed 30-hour work week. Strikes will take place across airports in Melbourne, Sydney, Cairns, Adelaide, Brisbane and Avalon. The airline says the almost 1,000 customers affected have been contacted and offered refunds or rebooked for a different day. United States Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg is urging voters in the state of Nevada to imagine the day that President Donald Trump is out of office. It comes during the first of his 3 campaign stops in the state ahead of the Democratic primary on Saturday. The former mayor is looking to the future, saying a win in the November presidential election needs to be significant.
I think we want to set a goal of winning big enough that this election is way beyond cheating distance, and that Trumpism goes into the history books too. It's got to be a win so big that Senate Republicans are reunited with their consciences, and only a political shockwave can do that, and that's part of our focus.
The annual marathon in Japan's capital Tokyo has been cancelled for non-professional runners in an attempt to slow the spread of coronavirus. In a statement posted on its website, the Tokyo Marathon Foundation says the new cases of COVID-19 in the area sparked the decision to restrict the amount of runners. A large number of 38,000 runners registered for the March 1st race expressed their disappointment and frustration at the decision on social media. Competitive races will continue to take place, with the marathon being an Olympic trial race for elite athletes. We'll now look at the weather across Australia. Perth, mostly sunny, 34. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 22. Melbourne, humid and a storm likely, 23 degrees. Hobart, becoming cloudy, 21. Canberra, a shower or two possible and 30. Wollongong, an afternoon shower with a possible severe storm and 27. Sydney, much the same, 30. Newcastle, a shower or two, a possible storm, 32. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. Cairns, a shower or two, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, and 34 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.